kinds. Fire officers stationed at the Grantley Adams International Airport stage a short work stoppage. Economists continue to react to the 2024 budget. The Agriculture Minister accuses the opposition leader of misleading the public. Meantime, the opposition leader is seeking an update on the country's constitutional reform. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good afternoon, I am Ronald Clark. Fire officers stationed at the Grantley Adams International Airport were off the job briefly this morning due to an internal dispute at that location. Starcom Network News understands fire officers at the Christchurch station walked off the job yesterday after an escalated issue and returned today only to stand outside the building with only one officer on duty. Corporate communications specialist at the airport, Charlene Brown, informed Starcom Network News that there were minor delays on regional flights this morning, but the airport remains open with normal operations. Efforts to reach the chief fire officer were unsuccessful. Finance expert Professor Justin Robinson is hoping that much more clarity could be given on parts of the 2024 budget which speak to economic growth. Professor Robinson, a Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance at the University of the West Indies, says he's not yet convinced that some of the outlined measures will be effective.
While I support and applaud the focus on growth in the budget, I am not as yet persuaded as to the efficacy of a number of the measures proposed and the what I see as the cohesion around the new investment and corporation tax regime. And I suppose it's early, but we certainly would need some further clarity on the details of a number of the initiatives, which were presented in a very general way in the budget. So clearly there was a lack of detail on a number of the measures. Also, and it's not clear to me, like the creation of a new entity, Business Barbados, that has now become operational. Not so clear to me that that's a surefire way to enhance the ease of doing business.
Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance at the University of the West Indies, Professor Justin Robinson. The leader of the opposition, Ralph Thorne, has sought an update on the development of the country's new constitution. A constitutional reform commission was appointed in 2022 to lead the process, shortly after the country became a republic in 2021. While delivering his budget reply in the House of Assembly, Mr. Thorne asked several questions regarding the status of the document.
2.5 years into republicanism, and this country cannot see a republican constitution apart from the theory of presidentialism. And what is the nature of the consultation? Has it been sufficiently public? But the public awaits this constitution, and so do I. When will it come? What is its content? Will the public hear of its content before you bring it? Or will you come and drop it in Parliament one day and use your numbers, your overwhelming numbers, to foist it on the people of Barbados? Is that what you will do?
In addressing a wide range of topics, Mr. Thorne also raised issue with government's capital works program.
That is the extent of government's capital works program, a geriatric hospital and a Richard Stout amphitheater. But for good measure, they add the dorms at the Barbados Youth Service. How amazing. In a buoyant economy. And that is the boast that we make when we built central banks and warrens and an airport in the late 1970s. And extended the Bridgetown Harbor, completed it and rebuilt it again, extended it. And in 2024, we are telling the people of this buoyant economy that the best that we can do with a government capital works program is to build a geriatric hospital with prefab walls.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. The Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security has accused the opposition leader of misleading the public and defended his ministry as Parliament got underway today. Speaking during the House of Assembly on the Appropriation Bill 2024, Indar Weir, who led off debate, denied comments that there is no growth in the agriculture sector. However, Minister Weir said in 2020, the agricultural sector recorded the highest growth ever in a 15-year period.
We were told yesterday, sir, that there was no growth in agriculture. I presented in this chamber, sir, growth in agriculture in 2023 over 2022 at 21%, sir. In 2008, Mr. Speaker, this agricultural sector went through major fluctuations, sir. And in spite of the fact that we had our ups and downs in the sector, in 2020, Mr. Speaker, Barbados recorded its highest ever production in the sector over that 15-year measuring period of 30.3 million kilograms of production. And Mr. Speaker, I am completely disturbed to understand how every time I say this, he seeks to misunderstand everything I have said. And I do not know why.
Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security, Inda Weir. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Member of Parliament for St. Michael Northwest, Neil Rowe, said he remains committed to the Barbados Labour Party.
Sir, I remain loyal to the Barbados Labour Party. Blood is thicker than water, and I was birthed within a Barbados Labour Party family. Sir, I will remain and retire as a member of the Barbados Labour Party.
Member of Parliament for St. Michael Northwest, Neil Rowe. Veteran photographer Willie Alleen has died. Mr. Alleen passed away late last night after ailing for some time. His former workmate at the Associated Press, Ronnie Carrington, expressed shock after learning of his passing. He described Mr. Alleen's skill as one of a kind.
To my mind, one of the best photographic eyes in Barbados. I worked with him for about 10 years or so, and I am shocked, obviously, because I'm only hearing it for the first time. I will obviously extend our condolences to his family and friends. But really, really had a perception of the visual image like none other I've seen. And he was ahead of his time. We worked together on many assignments for Associated Press. In those days, we used to have to send the material up to London in a bike. But yeah, I do have very pleasant memories of working with Willie, and I do regret his passing.
Mr. Carrington said Mr. Alleen will be remembered for his work, particularly the Cubana Flight 455 that crashed just off Paines Bay in October 1976.
I remember when the Cubana crash happened. We used to work for the Associated Press. And so we were very often on the front line of events, of newsmaking events. And he went out to the site. He actually flew over the site, taking photographs from the air. And I went out on a boat. And I remember covering that assignment with him as one of the notable ones. But really also did a lot of work for the Board of Tourism. And a lot of the Barbados' publicity photographs of the 70s, you know, even maybe the 60s, 70s, 80s. Were done by Willie Alleen, even before he joined him.
Photographer Ronnie Carrington. Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt said he believes there should be another high-level meeting on Haiti as he criticized the slow pace of international support for ending the political and socio-economic situation there. Top stories, fire officers stationed at the Grantley Adams Airport stage a short work stoppage due to a number of issues. Economists continue to react to the 2024 budget. The Agriculture Minister accuses the opposition leader of misleading the public and defended the work done in his ministry. The opposition leader seeking an update on the country's constitutional reform, and Barbadian photographer Willie Alleen has died. That's the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. On the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group, I am Ronald Clark. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp admin 2-246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.